Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were higher for corn, higher for beans, and lower for both wheat contracts. December corn up 0.75 cents, 3.65, 1 cent off the low. March's up 2.5 cents at 3.72, about 3 cents off the low. There's been some focus as we wind down until expiration on the December contract or the first notice day that people are getting out of their long Decembers. So they've been selling Dec and then buying March and further out. On not just the corn, but also the wheat futures and any of the other grains that have December contracts. You add that in with the fact that the markets will be closed tomorrow due to Thanksgiving and then open a half day on Friday. Both of those things compacted a lot of that rolling into today's action. January beans up 10.75 cents here at 874.5. And that was 13 cents off the lows there for January beans. And then wheats were both lower here. We had Chicago December on the lows here at 479, down 5.25. December Kansas City down a half at 457. Both of those contracts lower here. One thing that was driving the market, we had 190,000 metric tons of beans sold to an unknown destination for next year, and that could have been part of the strength for soybeans.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
This week is a strange week with the Thanksgiving holiday in the middle of the week, of course, as it is every year. Tomorrow's action will be closed. The markets will be closed. Will not open back up until Friday morning, 8:30 a.m., and they will also close early on Friday, closing at noon. So the rest of the week, we will have a short 3.5-hour trading session this Friday morning. That will be the next action we have. The other thing happening is the first notice day for the December grains. So anybody that's long up through Friday has the opportunity to roll it out to a further month or risk getting delivered on. That first notice day would be Monday. So we've seen a lot of that action here, and possibly the reason why the front months on the December grains were maybe a little bit more under pressure than the others. We had an announcement this morning of 190,000 metric tons of bean to an unknown destination for 15-16. We also had the ethanol production, which skyrocketed to its highest level, up to just over 7.05 million barrels, so a really big, strong number there. Stocks also peaking here. It's interesting that profit margins haven't increased with the production, so that could change things going forward.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, December live cattle up 70 at 130.95. February up 62 at 133.12. January feeder cattle 30 higher at 164.97. March up 12 at 163.12. December lean hogs up 157 at 58.80. February up 57 at 58.07. December Kansas City wheat down 7 at 457.5. March down 5.5 at 472.5. December Chicago wheat down 10 and 3 quarters at 484 and a quarter. December corn up 1 and 3 quarters at 366. March up 3 and a quarter at 372 and 3 quarters. January soybeans up 11 and a half at 875 and a quarter. March up 11 and a half at 877 and 3 quarters. December cotton up 138 at 61.98. March up 134 at 63.28. That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. You can find more details on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith, wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving.